Welcome to Impact Income. This is Tyler Watson here. And today I just want to share some insights. I was talking to my brother earlier today, actually, and about the cycle of addictions and how it throws us off of our game in the enrollment process and in achieving our goals. So if we have a goal that we've been working on, and we've been working on ourselves mentally and emotionally and spiritually, and we've been really trying to get this goal, most of us are, well, probably every person on the planet has some form of an addicted mind, whether it's to video games, pornography, food, TV, Facebook, whatever it might be, or even just gossip or stressors. People have the addicted mind around these things. So what happens is most people go through life, they set a goal, they start to change their mindset a little bit, and then what happens is they go back to feeling comfortable because they're feeling uncomfortable. Anytime you're changing, it's an uncomfortable feeling. It's unfamiliar. So what happens is most people drop back down into something that's familiar that causes a chemical reaction, which is the addictions. So whether, you know, for me, I've struggled with pornography, I've struggled with video games, I've struggled with mainly those two, sometimes YouTube. It'll shift depending on, you know, what place I'm at. And so over the years, those have been some of the things that I've struggled with. And I found that the times that I'll go for a goal, anytime I'm feeling these changes, I'll feel this pull to go do something with my addicted mind. And what happens is the moment that we go back into the addicted mind, it makes us feel comfortable, makes us feel safe, assured, and it makes us feel better about ourselves because of all the uncomfortableness that we've been through to achieve our goals. Now, here's the problem. The moment that you actually succumb to the addicted mind, whether it's food, pornography, video games, TV, Facebook, social media, whatever it might be, the moment that you give into that is a shift. A shift happens. And the shift happens is what occurs is in that moment, you lower your frequency and you go back down to a normal frequency that you're used to. So you're basically restarting the system. And it stinks because if you continue to do that, it's a never-ending cycle of going for a goal, stretching a little bit, learning, you know, you're putting in knowledge and processing emotions. And then as soon as it gets a little bit uncomfortable, then boom, addiction. Addicted mind kicks back in, lowers you back down to a lower state. So it's like going up, let's say you go up 5 steps and you drop down 4 to 5 steps, you know, it's like 4.5 or you go up 5 and you drop 4.5. And so it feels like the progression is not happening. Now, you are progressing somewhat, right? Because if you're putting in good, then you're progressing. But the problem is, as soon as you go back to the addicted mind, you drop back down. And it's essentially like starting over or, you know, starting just like a half a step forward. So you have to work 10 times harder if you do that. So catch yourselves. The key is to catch ourselves in this time of transformation to realize that we will be tempted to drop our energy to something familiar, which is in our addicted mind, and to acknowledge that. And let's say you go, you know, without dropping into that addicted mind, and if you slip, the key is not to get down on yourself, because what happens is when you go into that addicted mindset, number one, you lose trust in yourself, you lose trust in your higher power, and you lose trust in others, but mostly in yourself, because you've set a goal and you have not achieved that goal, or you've set your promise or your intention and you didn't keep your intention. So you feel out of integrity with yourself. Then as you go to share your message, you feel not good enough, your confidence drops, your passion drops, and you don't feel like you actually have a passion for what you're doing. So you have to build back up till you're finally a little bit confident, till you're finally passionate, and then you share a little bit, and then you succumb again. and then you build back up. And it's a cycle that some people can take years going through, which causes years and years of frustration and struggle. So instead of doing that, next time you're growing, which should be sooner than later, if you're listening to this, you're growing. Next time you're growing, the temptation will be to drop back down to something familiar. And it's with the addicted mind. So whether it's TV, Facebook, pornography, drugs, alcohol, whatever it might be for you, I want you to consciously choose not to do it and tell yourself, I'm choosing a higher path right now. I am choosing a life of transformation. I am choosing a life of transformation. And start reprogramming your brain with declarations, with new visions. So as you get bigger and better, that then you'll take away the symptoms from when we succumb to these unproductive habits. Okay? So I want you to go ahead and practice this. Go out and really, this makes a huge difference. I am always trying to progress myself. And there's times where I succumb to things and I have to use what I'm teaching you, you know, all the time. This is a learning process. Doesn't mean you have to be perfect, but it does mean you have to progress. Not be perfect, but progress. And that's the key. So thanks for joining me today. Be sure and join our Facebook group at tylerfb.com, tylerfb.com, and the Enrollment Masters group, where you can continue to master this mindset. If you need specific help with any specific addictions, then hop on there. We have tons of tools, tons of programs that you can go through to really get your goals 10 times faster. So thanks for joining me, and we'll see you on the next show.